The backers of Proposition 1, the initiative to reauthorize historical horse racing in Idaho, announced a new charitable initiative at Boise's Lebois Park Thursday morning. Matt Gillum was there and has this report.
Clad in well-worn boots, jeans, a blazer, and large cowboy hat, Robert Rebholz Jr. stood at a podium with the other owners of Treasure Valley Racing behind him. The group is the sole funder of Proposition 1. Rebholz says the state's live horse racing industry would be revitalized if a related but alternative revenue stream could be tapped. Highlighting the brief window between 2014 and 2015 when historical horse racing was permitted, he says purses went up at the time and local economies were helped by the jobs generated by the industry. After touching on past success, Rebholz pivoted.
We are announcing that we will be dedicating 100% of the net profits generated by Treasure Valley Racing and historical horse racing to a foundation that we have recently formed.
Following a burst of applause from a group of Proposition 1 supporters, Rebholz explained the monies from the organization would go to support scholarships at Idaho colleges.
With a preference of students interested in pursuing degrees in agriculture, animal science, or equine studies.
Funds would also go towards supporting 4-H programs, nonprofits in rural areas, and special assistance projects tailored to rural families. Treasure Valley Racing is leading the campaign to reinstate historical horse racing. The measure's main opponents are the Coeur d'Alene Tribe and a coalition called Idaho United Against Prop 1. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.